Super Warhawk Weekend is this weekend, and John Lewandowski, Senior Associate Athletic Director at ULM, joins me. John, tell me about what gets kicked off on campus on Friday.
Really, what's kind of neat, Corey, is it's really a weekend that has something for everyone. Obviously, there's a combination of sporting events along with some other community activities, including the Alumni Association and Student Life. But it all kicks off on Friday night with a home baseball series. The series opener against Little Rock, Sunbelt Conference matchup, very important, obviously, at 6 p.m. And then we'll transition to Saturday. We got a ton of stuff going on, and it starts with a youth football clinic. Registration is already closed, and there's no walk-up, but it's a youth clinic for 8 to 12-year-olds. And what's really kind of neat, Coach Bowden wanted to do something to get our players involved with the community. So they're going to do this free youth clinic, and what it provides is an opportunity for these young kids to meet the players without their helmets on, so now they can connect the jersey number with the face, and they develop that one-on-one relationship. But what's going to be really neat, for an hour, they're going to go through a series of eight stations doing in fundamentals on both offense and defense, and that activity will conclude with a 30-minute autograph session. So it'll be a great chance for those kids to interact with our current players on both sides of the football, learn about the game, and really kind of develop a one-on-one relationship with them. After that, at 1 o'clock, softball has a conference doubleheader at home against Troy. It starts at 1. Second game will be at about 3:30. Obviously, baseball, game 2 of the series against Little Rock at 2 o'clock. And then we'll transition into, from a sporting standpoint, the spring football game, which will come about at 6 p.m. and should have a great turnout. And this is the final evaluation, really, for these players. It'll be practice number 14. But a chance in front of a crowd, and for the first time among all the practices, without the coaches being on the field, to showcase what they can do and enhance their standing on the team in terms of, hey, is this somebody that can contribute this year, somebody who's maybe a year away, or is this a position of need where you need to go out and find another player in the transfer portal?
It'll wrap up
obviously on Sunday, Corey, with another softball game, the series finale against Troy, and the baseball series finale against Little Rock.
Now, you're doing a Saturday much like a regular season football Saturday. There are activities in the Grove beginning at 12 noon with music and food and t-shirts and even tailgating. And then there's a couple of opportunities to eat during the day too. So tell me about the La Louisiane Crawfish Boil.
Yeah, the Crawfish Boil Alumni Association has been doing that for years on a spring football weekend, so people can go eat till their heart's content up until 5 o'clock. And then, of course, you talk about eating. Right next door on that south patio of the stadium, Dr. Barry's going to be having his picnic for faculty and staff. So there's an hour overlap there, so you can literally take a rest for an hour and go eat over at the picnic. And then, you know, the other thing too, Corey, that we didn't mention, we talked about the youth clinic. We're actually going to feed all those kids as well immediately afterwards, after the autograph session. Everybody will get a hot dog, a pack of chips, and a soft drink as well. So, yeah, there's going to be plenty of eating, but the student life has done a great job of putting together an entire program. It's really going to mirror what a football Saturday day does look like in terms of a lot of the games that they have, and I know they have a series of concerts scheduled throughout the day. So, again, there's something for everybody. To me, it's really geared towards the current students, prospective students, as well as, in my mind, obviously a great day for families to get out and enjoy this ULM campus.
That's John Lewandowski, Senior Associate Athletic Director. You can find out more at ulm.edu/omc/super.